Righto, Mark Newnham's online. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ron.
Good to talk to you, mate. You've made the decision you and I chatted a few times yesterday just about the Metrop and the makeup of it. You've decided to scratch Scarlet Dream. Connections just happy to take the gamble to get in next week?
Yeah, look, I had a chat with the owners yesterday afternoon, and look, with the likelihood that she'll get a start in the Metrop, we're happy to wait because that was a goal all the way along. And look, if she doesn't happen to get a run, there's a couple of other races we can enter for and keep her on, you know, keep her for another day. But look, the Metrop with 50 kilos in the last couple of years has proved a really good lightweights race. And you know, she's only had two runs at Randwick, one in the Oaks where she was narrowly beaten, and actually three runs now. She's narrowly beaten another time, and last week's race just wasn't run to suit at all.
You said that's, well, obviously the Metrop's the Sydney target. Do you have a Melbourne target with her?
Oh, we'll just make it. I'll just see how she gets through the Metrop. I've entered her in everything. And look, there's races there every week. But, you know, if she was to run really well in the Metrop, she could run in the Caulfield Cup. And, you know, there's the Moonee Valley. They've got cups on every week. They're worth plenty of money. So there'll be enough races there for her if she's going well enough.
It was interesting with the Metrop. These fields will come out final on Tuesday, but the ring arounds yesterday afternoon, it could end up Chereau could be top weight, has 56.5, and the early suggestion is that they won't lift. They've got discretion now with the new rules that came in 2017 that they can actually leave the weights the way that they've set them.
Mm-hmm.
So Chereau could end up being top weight at 56.5, and the other horses won't change. Nothing will change. So that has to be finalised once we get through the weekend. But anyway, we'll wait and see. As you say, you've only got the 50K and it could still be 50. So that would read well instead of going up, Mark.
Yeah, and look, with Robbie or Ryder, Robbie Dolan, so he makes the 50 kilos. He'll be having breakfast before he goes, even at 50 kilos. So we've got someone he's ridden her three times, won on her twice, was placed in a Group 3 on her. So he knows her well, and, you know, you get the advantage of having a jockey there that's not wasting to make the weight.
Shadow Hero today, 1,800 metres. How's he trained on?
Really good. Very happy with him. Look, he'll love the step up in trip. He's still got a little improvement to come, which is good in one way, because when we get to the two Group 1 races, I'm sure he'll be at his best. But look, 1,800 second up, he should have enough speed in his legs to be able to finish on pretty well. It'll just be a matter of where he gets to early in the race.
I see a few maps around, and some have got him a little bit even closer than midfield today.
Oh, look, if he can be there, if he can be closer without Josh, you know, riding him off his feet, I'd be happy with that. But, you know, I want him comfortable because, look, he's a natural stayer, and I don't want to fire him up for the sake of trying to have him running third or fourth in a race that, it's certainly achievable second up, but, you know, his main goals are still a couple of weeks away.
Okay. You got Proven Class in the Kevin Robinson Cup there at Kembla Grange, race 7 today?
She'll run really well. Nice mare. She had a little bit of a setback, and we didn't run her last preparation, so she's a fair way off, fair time off the scene. But she's going to make a good staying mare. First up, 1,300, fresh up. I think she'll run.
And what about you had a winner at Flemington the other day, Celestial Falls? She looks a nice staying filly.
She's a really nice staying filly. I picked that race for her the same as race we ran Graceful Glamour in last year. And look, in its short history, it's been a really good guide to the Oaks. Pino a couple of years ago came out and won the Oaks after winning that. Graceful Glamour was only narrowly defeated. So her program will be that she's already come home. She'll run in the Ethereal, and then I'll decide whether she needs another run or not into the Oaks. But nice staying filly. She was able to go second up 1,800 like Shadow Hero, and they're actually workmates nearly all the time together, so they've been able to, you know, have a good prep together, doing very similar work all the way through.
Well, it was certainly good things on Wednesday down there, like Graceful Glamour last year. Mark, good luck with Shadow Hero today. Thanks for your time, mate.
Great. Thanks very much.